الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم مصطلحات ومراسلات باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيا.
Welcome back to our learning symposium scenario for the subject commercial correspondence. In today's lesson, we're going to learn about business letters. Upon finishing this lesson, you're supposed to be clear with the following. 1. Inquiries and requests. 2. Replies to inquiries or quotations. 3. Offers. 4. Orders and indents. We start our lesson with the first type of letter, the inquiry letters. Most business transactions start with inquiry. When a buyer does not know exactly at what price or terms he can get certain products or services, he writes a message to one or more suppliers. This message is called inquiry. An inquiry letter is defined as a letter sent from a buyer to a seller asking for information about a product or a service. So far, this correspondence is just about information such as the price of the product, quality, time of delivery, and other issues. There are two kinds of inquiries: first inquiry and ordinary inquiry. The first inquiry is an inquiry to a supplier with whom you have not done business before. You may write a letter of inquiry when you see a trade exhibition, a company's catalog, or advertisements in newspapers. Sometimes you may contact commercial establishments to get names and addresses of the desired supplier who deals with the product you wish to buy. Now, what should you do when you write first inquiry letters? In fact, because this is the first time, you may need to do the following. 1. Begin the letter by telling the seller how you get his name and address. 2. Mention some details about your own business, such as kind of goods handled, quantities, and usual trading terms. Another type of inquiry letter is called the ordinary inquiry. The ordinary inquiry is a letter sent to a supplier with whom you've done business before. Here, you are considered as a regular customer, so there's no need to identify yourself to the supplier again. When you write an ordinary inquiry, follow these points. 1. Begin with the question or questions you want to ask, so the reader knows at once what your inquiry is about. 2. Put your inquiry in a form of question, not a statement. For example, do not say, "I would like to know in what shades you can supply stockings." Instead, you can say, "In what shades can you supply the stockings?" 3. Keep your inquiry short and to the point. State simply, clearly, and concisely what you want and then stop. If the inquiry is very short, a postcard may be sufficient. There's also another type of inquiries that is called requests. The request is one of the simplest forms of inquiry. In the request, the buyer asks the seller to send him samples of goods, a copy of booklets, a catalog, which gives the description of the goods and their prices, general terms of sales, instructions on the use of a new product, etc. Now, dear students, the second type of correspondence is the quotation. Quotations are actually replies to inquiry letters. Why are quotations important to companies? Why do we have to reply our customers' inquiries? In fact, all companies that desire to remain in the market and retain their customers should answer inquiries and requests immediately, if possible. Otherwise, an acknowledgement letter with an explanation of delay should be sent immediately. Customers will not like it to wait for an answer from the company, so they may go to other companies in the market. If the reply letter gives prices and terms of trading, then it is called a quotation. So, a quotation is a letter sent from the seller to the buyer promising him to supply goods on the terms stated and agreed. When receiving an inquiry from an old customer, you need to say how much you appreciate it. But if it's from a new customer, say you are glad to receive it and express the hope of a lasting and friendly business relationship. Now, dear students, in order to handle inquiries efficiently, follow these important instructions. First, answer the inquiries the same day they are received. Give inquiries the right of way over all other correspondences. Second, answer the customer's inquiry in terms of the advantages of your product to him. Third, do not make the customer wait for information as you refer him to the local representative or branch offices. Answer first and let your local agent follow it up. Fourth, answer all questions raised in a language that is clear and understandable, and refer specifically to any catalog or brochure enclosed or sent separately. Fifth, take special care in addressing and enclosing material. Finally, allow a reasonable amount of time for an order or reply to come in, and then follow it up with another letter. At the end, if a seller quotes and later decides not to sell, the buyer will have no legal remedy. But of course, in most cases, a supplier will not risk his reputation by quoting for goods he cannot or does not intend to supply. So good quotation will include the following. 1. An expression of thanks for the inquiry. 2. Details of prices, discounts, and terms of payment. 3. A statement or clear indication of what the prices cover. Example, packing, carriage, and insurance. 4. A responsibility as to the date of the delivery. 5. The period of which the quotation is valid. 6. An expression of hope that the quotation will be accepted. Now, dear students, we come to discuss the third type of correspondence, the offer. Without waiting for an inquiry, the seller might start dealing with customers by offering his goods through a letter called offer. So the offer is a letter sent by the seller to his customers and others who may be interested. Goods are offered for the following reasons. 1. When they are newly introduced to the market, hence, the seller tries to draw or attract the attention towards such goods. 2. When they are available in warehouse with great quantities, and there is a need to liquidate these goods. 3. In other conditions and times, such as the case of perishable goods or out-of-season stocks. In general, the main purpose of offer letters is to encourage sales, and this is done through offering special prices and discounts. Our fourth type of correspondence is the order. The order is a letter sent by the buyer to the seller asking the supply of definite quality of goods. It's written in an answer to a quotation or to a circular letter offering goods for a sale. When a customer has already in his hands the seller's latest catalog or price list for the kind of goods required, he may order from the catalog or price list, and neither inquiry nor quotation will be necessary then. The order may also be given in an answer to an advertisement or as a result of a traveler's visit. Foreign buyers often place their orders through commission agents or commission houses in suppliers' country. Their orders are known as indents. Order letters can be classified in three kinds. 1. An order from a new customer. It's an order placed by a new customer and sent to a supplier with whom the buyer deals with for the first time. 2. Routine order. It's an order placed by a regular customer and sent to the supplier with whom the buyer had dealt with before. 3. Conditional orders. It's an order to be executed after meeting certain conditions. Such conditions may include a proposed date of delivery, means of payment, discounts, and prices. When placing an order, you can use one of the following two methods. 1. Use of order forms. Correspondence concerning order is largely a routine matter, so sometimes there's no correspondence at all. Instead, buyers use already printed order forms and sellers use printed acknowledgments. Ordering on printed forms has a number of advantages. A. The forms are pre-numbered and therefore easy to refer to. B. Important details cannot easily be overlooked. C. The legal conditions under which orders are placed can be printed on the back. A reference to these conditions must be made on the front. Otherwise, the seller will not be legally bound by them. An order form is usually sent with a covering letter. 2. Order placed by letters. In this case, a tabulated order is letter to be prepared containing complete information. The essential qualities of an order letter are accuracy and clarity. Failure in either of these may lead to trouble. They cannot let it be put right. When sending an order by letter, you may need to do the following. A. Include full details of description, quantities and prices, and code catalogs, numbers if any. B. State your requirements as to delivery, place, date, and mode of transport, and whether to be sent, carriage paid or carriage forward. C. Confirm the terms of payment agreed upon in preliminary negotiations. It's important to know that customers can place their orders not directly to the sellers. This type of order is called indent. Indents are orders placed by foreign buyers through commission agents or commission houses in the supplier's home country. Similar to orders, an indent gives details of good required, their prices, packing, and shipping instructions, and also the method of payment. In short, everything an agent needs to know concerning the buyer's wishes. So, an indent is not an order for goods, but order to the agent to buy goods. Indents are also used to receive goods from various manufacturers from whom they have already been ordered. Now, depending on who you ask to bring the product, there are two kinds of indents: closed or specified indents and open indents. A. Closed indents. The indent is known a closed or specified indent if it names the manufacturer who will supply the goods. B. Open indents. The indent is said to be open if the selection of the manufacturer is left to the agent, who will then send the rule, obtain quotations from several manufacturers before placing the order. By this, dear students, we come to the end of the lesson. Let's recap our lesson. We discussed several types of correspondence. The first business letter was the inquiry in which customers ask about information regarding the price of the products, quality terms, and other issues. We also explained the reply to the inquiry letters, known as quotations. Our third letter was about offering and when to offer your products to customers. The last point was about the order, types of orders, and indents. For the next lesson, we will learn more about other types of correspondence and terms used in foreign transactions. Until then, I wish you all the best. Thank you for watching us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
مصطلحات ومراسلات باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيّا.